Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joined now by a former big league pitcher, 4 years with Seattle, who was with the Diamondbacks for a season as well. Lefty pitcher, Ryan Roland-Smith, and he's part of the Mariners TV crew as well as an analyst. And he's got a podcast, and he is with us here on the show, Tiki and Tierney. Ryan, how you doing today?
Doing well. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Trying to get a sense of what transpired last night with the Royals and the Astros. As you well know, Altuve, Bregman, Springer. I mean, I could use the word drilled to spice it up, but 75-mile-an-hour wrinkle is not exactly drilling somebody. Listen, Ryan, I think that their penance is coming. I do believe they will be a target most of the season. But last night, based on when they were hit and the type of pitches they were hit with, I don't think last night was largely with intent. How did you take that, and what do you expect for the Astros hitters this season?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think last night it was intent. But at the same time, even if that ball slips out of your hand or it's a breaking ball, just claim it, man. If you're a young pitcher and you drill him, even if it's 75-mile-per-hour spinner up there, just claim it, because the whole world's watching and everyone is anticipating, you know, some kind of, you know, beanball session as this season goes on. I feel like the Astros have gotten off lightly this year with the shutdown and then no fans. I mean, if you're ever going to start banging on drums to give away pitches, 2019 was the year to do it. I don't know if they could predict this year or what. Last night, it was kind of that thing, man, where, like, you look down at his hand and kind of go, hey, I didn't mean to do that. I don't know if he was worried he was going to get charged. Bregman's not that big of a dude, but he's pretty aggressive. You still got to claim that any way you can. I just hope that this is something that fans, hopefully as this year goes on, there's enough of a message being sent.
Okay, but so basically you want guys to claim a beanball even if it wasn't their intent?
For sure, you have to, man. Hey, look, I've been in that situation. Look, I didn't throw a gas. So I put it this way. I remember we're in a situation, we're playing the Angels, and I was getting loose for a game. And there was, you know, we had to retaliate. I think we were getting our butts kicked all year long. And I'm like, oh, really? We're retaliating against a good team. This is kind of weak. It was something real, real little. I started getting loose. I'm like, here we go. You know, when you get a chance to you know, drill someone, send a message. Granted, I didn't try that hard. All of a sudden, manager sits me down and gets Brandon Morrow. Now, I love Brandon, right? I've been friends with him for a long time. Yeah. He throws 97. So I get it. Get someone who throws gas up there. But at the same time, he's 150 pounds soaking wet, dude. Like, I grew up playing rugby. Let me out of it. Like, if someone's going to charge me, I'm going to get after it. But yeah. Mind you, that was 10-plus years ago. It's 2020. The game's changed a little bit.
Yeah.
But you got to claim it regardless, man. Even if it was a breaking ball, just, you know, stick the chest out a little bit, start walking towards the batter's box, and you're good.
Yeah. I got to ask you a quick aside. I know you said you grew up in rugby. You're born in Sydney, Australia. But do you ever consider cricket? Because in this pandemic, when no sports are on, I've actually been watching a lot of cricket on the Willow Channel. Do you ever play cricket?
Dude, I never did, man. I remember we went back. I was with the D-backs in 2014, and the Dodgers and D-backs, I was part of the D-backs team, went back to Sydney to open the season up in Australia. It was great for me. It was like, wow, like, this is going to be one of my last years playing.
Yeah.
I get a chance to go back home. But the biggest mistake I made was day one. The media's, you know, they're talking to me because I'm Australian and the whole thing. I'm getting some, getting some PR support here. And all of a sudden, they said, oh, you know, hey, what about cricket? Did you grow up playing cricket? I was like, nah, I never played it. I was never into it. I don't really follow it now. I kind of gave those answers. They didn't like that. It was a bad way for me to go, because the whole country's like, oh, dude, this guy's not Australian. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I was never into it. I was so bored by it. Everyone says, oh, you must have played cricket growing up, and I just never did.
Hey, Brian, did you disrespect Greg Norman, too, while you're at it?
I know, right?
Hey, why not? Yeah.
This guy sounds cool.
I know.
Ryan Roland Smith. Go ahead, Teague.
Yeah, no, Ryan, you know, so let's get to real baseball. I mean, it starts tomorrow. We've been talking a little bit about the urgency. Every game is, you know, 1.7 to 3 games. It means something to win games. And it could lead to some interesting, like, ties. And you know, there's no interleague play and, you know, common opponents. Like, all these things that you usually look at aren't going to apply. You know, how important is the start? We keep alluding to it, but how important is the start this year?
Yeah, you know, it's everything. I mean, you're basically kicking the season off in a pennant race. And it's one of these things. Look, baseball's made up of, I'd say 50% of the league now is made up of these teams who are trying to rebuild with all these, you know, 20-year-olds scattered in there. And they basically wave the white flag and say, you know, we've got a 3-year plan to rebuild. Well, all of a sudden, some of these young guys get hot. It's just start the season. You win 10 straight. All of a sudden, you're in a pennant race. So it's going to be interesting. And I talk about, you know, I speak about the Mariners. This is the team I cover, who, you know, their plan is still, look, 2021, 2022. If they get off to a hot start and all of a sudden a trade deadline comes around, they're right in it. What are they going to do? Are they going to give up? Are they just going to go for it in a 60-game season? I mean, is this still a legitimate season when you look back 5-10 years from now and say, we got to the playoffs? Oh, but hold on a second. It was the COVID season. Mm. So it's going to be interesting. I'm really hoping that, you know, even some of these teams that didn't have a chance, they get off to a good start, like you mentioned, or they win that 10 straight, and there's more and more teams, you know, going for this thing, and it makes it interesting. Because you've got to try and make the most and pull as much as you can out of this shortened season. I think that's going to be one of the storylines.
Yep. So we're talking to Ryan Roland Smith. Was with Seattle for 4 years, 5 years in the bigs, analyst, Seattle TV. He's got the personality, so it's not surprising he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Mike Trout aside, who's basically our, you know, our generation, this generation, Willie Mays. He's as good a player as I've ever seen. Griffey on his best day was right there too, talking about Seattle, yeah. But and even A-Rod pre-steroids. But Trout is a beast, as we know. Put Trout aside, Ryan, who's the second best player right now in baseball? Who's number two?
Man, that's a tough question, because Mike Trout really, I think, you know, stands alone when it comes to that. You know, when you look at, I get a chance to watch him in the AL West, and I look around and say, okay, who's the guy right behind him that can do what he can do? And it's tough. I still think, even in this generation, even with this generation of players, you've got some good ones. But when it comes to overall athleticism, of he can run, hit with power, he can play the outfield, these are those elements that, you know, you really don't have a full package player, an athletic player. I think the game's going more athletic. But, man, that's a tough one for me as far as who can I pinpoint as that second guy behind Mike Trout. I mean, a lot of people, you know, honestly thought Bryce Harper, but he's not even in the same category when it comes to athleticism and really where he stands as an overall player when it's all said and done. I'm trying hard to really get the number two guy, and it's really difficult.
Yeah, well, Mookie Betts, Arenado, I mean, just throwing names out. Anybody, maybe Tatis in a couple of years?
I would say, you know, Nolan Arenado, he plays for the Rockies, so he's not going to get the same kind of attention. You know, Mike Trout doesn't even try and grab that attention. But if you're talking about someone who can, you know, you watch Michael Jordan in The Last Dance. I mean, I grew up in the 90s. I wasn't even involved in basketball. I knew all the players, thanks to Michael Jordan. Yeah. He elevated that game. Baseball hasn't had that for a long time. So if you're looking at the guy who, if it's even off the field, who can, you know, transcend the game into, you know, popular culture around the world. You know, there's a couple maybe guys who, if they can turn it on. Arenado, I don't think being a Colorado Rocky can do that. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about just on the field, physical attributes, I'll put Arenado up there, but I still, man, it's still tough. I've watched Mike Trout so much these last couple of years, been in the AL West. And no one even comes close to him. They just don't. That's a tough one.
Yeah, we were talking earlier in the show about Mookie Betts' new deal, at least, you know, potential new deal that's being reported as 13 years and 350 or $380 million or so. And you mentioned athleticism, and one of his great traits is he's an athlete, and he steals bases, he hits for power at times, he gets on base, he scores runs, like all these great things that you're talking about. But 13 years for a 27-year-old, I mean, it's a lot. that's a lot of years that are on this deal. BT thinks they're going to regret it over time. What do you think about this move by the Dodgers, who have been in pursuit of this ever elusive World Series, at least a recent World Series, for a long time? Is this the right play for them?
Well, I don't think, I'll be honest with you, with these long-term deals, and I was shocked in these winter meetings. I was down at the winter meetings, you know, doing some stuff on MLB Network, and I thought the game was changing to these short-term deals. Mm-hmm. That's never a good idea to commit to a human being, as we all know, for, I think, any more than 5 years, but that's just the price you have to pay. And the Dodgers, we've seen this the last couple of years, they'll pay that price and deal with it later. So I think for a guy like Mookie Betts, a situation, how good he is, and again, you know, we're trying to compare him with Mike Trout and Arenado, and he's one of the best players in the game. That's basically the price you have to pay. And if you, I guarantee you, there'd be a lot of analysts in that front office who would sit there and say, look, he's not going to be the same guy. He's not going to be at the same value 6 years into this. But who cares? Hey, that's what you have to do. That's the price you basically have to pay for these players. And I was really shocked. I thought the days of those long-term deals were over.
Yeah.
Especially after, you know, going into 2019, and just to, you know, with the game being younger as it is, it's all these teams in a rebuild and, you know, trusting 20, 21-year-olds. But that's, again, that's the price you have to pay. So I still think it's a good move. Mookie Betts is one of the dudes. He's a guy who can transcend the game. If you can turn it on and stay where he's at, he's in a big market team. Hey, why not? Again, you will have to deal with this and answer questions about 6 years into this. But
yeah.
Again, that's the cost of it.
For sure. Talking to Ryan Roland Smith, former Seattle pitcher, broadcaster for Seattle. He's got a podcast as well. It's called the Top Step Podcast. So one thing that we've debated here, Ryan, you know, the merits of, you know, piping in artificial sound to enhance the broadcast for us at home, and I'm all for it. We, you know, it's 2020. We have all sorts of bells and whistles technology. Give it a shot. If it stings, you delete it, you start over, whatever. Inside the stadium, from a player's point of view, if they do it in the proper spot, guy hits a three-run bomb, he's running the bases, you pipe in some artificial crowd noise, some music, is that cool? I mean, do the players need something?
I think they do, and it's funny, when you're asking me about if the players need something, I look at this, there's two different types of players. I'll use the Seattle Mariners, for example. Evan White was this kid, he's never played in the big leagues, and he just signed an extension. Well, the sad part about this, he's about to make his major league debut with no one in the stands. His family can't be there, so the PA announcer is going to say, "Now making his major league debut, Evan White." And it's just it's dressed like a sleep night at the ballpark.
Brutal.
It's cricket. Whereas I speak to Grant Balfour, who played 10-plus years in the big leagues, he's an all-star closer. He's like, man, I would be throwing 85 miles an hour with no adrenaline. He needs that crowd. So I think it depends on the player. Some guys really need, you know, to be booed or for that energy to be through the roof, to excel, to get that little adrenaline rush. Whereas other guys, and a lot of these young players who are getting a chance, and the team I'm covering, man, I could thrive in this environment. I know for me, man, if I had no one in the seats, I would dominate. I remember being on field six in spring training, pitching the B game. I was like, you'd think I was going for the Cy Young. I was dominating because no one in the seats.
Yeah.
And then getting back in front of the crowd, I get booed twice, and you know, I turn into a shell.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It just depends on the individual, I think.
Yeah, you know, Ryan, we only have about a minute left here, but your Top Step podcast, the Top Step podcast, your last guest was Dave Wyman, right? He was your last guest. And you guys are going to be talking about how challenging is it going to be for you when you start doing these games without that energy?
Yeah, and well, that's something Dave and I spoke about. This is a, you know, guy who was a linebacker in the NFL for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, feeds off that energy. But hey, for me, I never forget James Paxton throwing the no hitter, and I was doing the post game show from a studio, and they said, "Hey, Ryan, we're coming to you. Everyone's excited." I'm sitting in an empty studio, no one's in there. So I just sort of manufacture some excitement. The dude just threw a no hitter. So I think, you know, for that, there's going to be times if they come off a big game or whatever it is, and I don't want to be yelling too much if it's in the middle of the game, and I don't want them to be able to hear me down in that dugout.
That's
because
a good point.
You know, if I'm talking trash about a player, which I never do. But if I am, I'm like, man, I hope they can't hear me because there's literally no one in the seats. It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be, taken for what it is. It's going to be interesting to see how it looks.
Well, it seems like you've got the personality to make it work and keep everybody interested. Good having you on the show. Hopefully we make it a little bit more of a daily occurrence. Good debut. Ryan Roland Smith, Seattle, and part of the broadcast crew there. He's got the podcast, which we referenced. Good job, brother. Appreciate you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Anytime, guys. Appreciate it, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.